evolution in all species. There's evidence of this. And I think that there's evidence to suggest that the human race, or at least some members of the human race, are nearing a spike in evolution. And what that sort of entails is that the DNA begins taking more of the junk DNA and starts coding new protons that form new structures within the body and thus sort of result in new capabilities such as lofty ideas and loaded terms such as telepathy or clairvoyance or spirituality or that kind of stuff. I found within myself that throughout my life I've had a lot of paranormal or conventionally, I guess you could say, call them paranormal experiences that involve, in a scientific term, involve these releases of these chemicals that you might get when you get an A-plus on your paper, when grandma cooks your favorite, you know, cake that she makes for you on your third birthday, or when you jump on a trampoline, or when you have sex, or when you take, you know, some compound of something that makes you see the colors, man. And somehow their music allows me to get into that space, to raise, dare I say, somewhat of a kundalini energy or Shiva Shakti, you know, union. It basically makes me feel good. They are an important player in the game of evolution. I ultimately think that, you know, why do we play music? I mean, how often do we say, why am I doing this right now? What's the reason? I mean, do we really know? I think that they in some way are helping to push along the evolution of mankind in a microcosmic sense. I don't think they're going to save the universe, but certainly they're doing their part in pushing the human intellect along and adding, you know, being a novelty conserving engine, as Terrence McKenna would have said.